Welcome to the Sold Out Podcast, where we break down the process of making new physical products that sell out fast and getting your products funded only in a few hours on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Get ready for a knowledge-packed episode with your host, who's the author of three books and creator of two products that are funded successfully on crowdfunding sites and ranking high on Amazon, Ned Sahin.
My name is Ned Sahin. Welcome to the first episode of the Sold Out Podcast. In this episode, I will quickly introduce myself and the podcast. Then I will jump right into this episode's topic, which is about how to make a physical product. A little about me. I am a software engineer with over a decade of experience. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am currently working full-time at one of the most valuable IT companies. Solving the world's problems one at a time by creating products is my passion. In last year, I created two products that were successfully launched and now they are being sold online. I am the author of three books, owner of two blogs, and the creator of the very first physical product creation course on Udemy. I've decided to start a podcast about creating products and funding them on crowdfunding sites, because I noticed that a lot of people have questions about this process. It's totally understandable to have many questions, because there is not really a one-stop guide to learn the process of product creation. My podcast and my online course will fill this gap. This is a solo podcast, not an interview-based podcast. I will go right into the topic in each episode to give you valuable information in the shortest time possible. Each episode will be under 10 minutes and they will be chit-chat free. Time is money, and I would love you to get the best out of this podcast. I am not planning to interview anybody in this podcast to avoid distractions and small talks. I sometimes listen to a 45-minute or 1-hour interview-based podcast and I ask myself at the end of it, what did I learn? Sometimes it takes like half an hour to hear actionable advice in those episodes. For this reason, my podcast will be all about practical information and actionable suggestions. Without further ado, let's get into this episode's topic, how to make a physical product. Let's say you have a product idea, but you don't know where to get started. I created a 5-step process to bring a product idea to life. In the following episodes, I will explain these steps in detail. For now, let's see what these steps are in high level. Step 1. Doing market research, drawing your idea on paper, and creating a non-functional amateur prototype. Step 2. Working with a freelancer to have a 2D and 3D design of your product. Step 3. Contacting manufacturers and making a functional prototype. Step 4. Acquiring funding on crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Step 5. Mass production and selling your product on Amazon. As you will see in this process, market research is the very first step. It is also the most important step. If you do it right, your product will most probably be successful. If you don't do it right, or if you rush it, your product will probably fail. Unfortunately, many creators rush the market research process. They don't think they need the validation of their idea's uniqueness and potential, so they directly try to make something physical. A shocking moment eventually comes when they see the same product on Alibaba, Kickstarter, or any other platform. You should spend days and even weeks to do research about your product idea to make sure the same product doesn't exist. If it does, it's not a roadblock. You just need to make sure there is a unique angle that separates your product from others. I came across a ruler on Kickstarter. Yes, it's a ruler. You can buy one for $1 at Walmart. However, this ruler had this specific 30-degree curve that made it easier to measure things. They made almost a six-figure number in 30 days. Another product, a reusable Q-tip, made over $1 million on crowdfunding sites. Their positioning of the product in the market was perfect. It's reusable, so it's good for your budget. And also it's good for the environment. Apparently, they made the market research right and successfully reached to both groups. People who put the environment first and people who put their financials first. These are the perfect examples for the importance of market research. Now, let's talk about what exactly to do during the market research process. Before starting the research, remember, the goal is to determine what features people need. What features would make this product successful in the market? Start by searching on Amazon. Search with multiple keywords. Let's say you want to make a phone holder for electric scooters. Search for phone holder, obviously. Phone mount, goosenecked. Add for scooters keyword, but also search for cars, desks, travel, etc. Unless it's a super unique idea, you will probably find similar products. Copy the links of these products. Paste them in a note-taking application. You can use OneNote, Evernote, or any other application. Once you are done with Amazon, go to Alibaba and do a similar research. Copy those links as well. Do the same on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Once you do your research on these sites, it's time to do a Google search. Try with different keywords. Check the first two pages in search results for each keyword. After doing your research on Amazon, Alibaba, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and Google, you should have a list of products that are similar to what you want to create. Pick the best 5 to 10 of them. Move them to the top of the list. If there is no similar products, no worries. It's good to know that the uniqueness of your idea was proved. Congratulations! Your market research is over. In the next step, you will see how this detailed research will help you to determine the specifications of your product. We will talk more about the rest of the process, including funding your product on crowdfunding sites, in the upcoming episodes. Thank you for your time listening to the very first episode of the Sold Out podcast. I am looking forward to talking to you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of the Sold Out podcast. Go to thecreateanewproduct.com now to sign up to Ned's ultimate product creation course that goes over the 5 steps of creating a product from scratch, funding it on crowdfunding sites, and selling it on Amazon. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. And please take a moment to write a review for our podcast in the App Store.